Many migratory birds that spend their winters in southern climates are returning home to their northern breeding grounds. Great Lakes waterways make Michigan an attractive rest stop for many birds that live in Canada and Alaska. Scientists are watching one particular bird with great interest. In the last 40 years, the rusty blackbird has experienced an enormous population decline on the magnitude of 95% or more. All across North America, bird watchers are taking part in an annual tradition called the Rusty Blackbird Blitz in an effort to document this elusive species. Current State's Kevin Lavery went on a mini expedition to find some rusties, and he files this report.
The Maple River State Game Area is one of my favorite Michigan landmarks. Nestled 40 miles north of downtown Lansing on US 127, it reminds me on my northbound excursions that I'm headed toward a more rustic place. Heading south, it's a welcoming vista that tells me I'm almost home. I've often gazed out across the Maple River's textured waterscape of amber reeds rising gently from the marshes. That's why I missed my turnoff at first. At 65 miles per hour, you've got to slow down fast to make that sharp right turn just over the bridge. Landing here is a whole lot easier if you're a bird.
This is a great spot for migratory birds of all types.
Jonathan Lutz met me at Maple River. He's the executive director of Michigan Audubon.
So depending on what water levels are doing here, you see a variety of waterfowl. You can see shorebirds and wading birds here. Bald eagles nest in the area. And songbirds like the rusty blackbird will use this as a rest stop on their migrations northbound.
Kirby Adams joined us on this trip, too. He's a freelance writer and avid bird watcher. Exiting Jonathan's car, Kirby wasted no time setting up his telephoto lens to search for the elusive rusty blackbird.
You've got your tripod set up here. Jonathan is looking through a lens right now, and we see a bird perched on top of a reed, it looks like, and it's got a dark outline, and who knows if that's a rusty blackbird or not.
I can tell you that it is not. That is, we're looking at a red-winged blackbird right there, a close relative of the rusty blackbird. And Jonathan has now moved the scope over, and he's looking at a common grackle, which looks even more like a rusty blackbird, but unfortunately is not our target bird right now.
This is not going to be easy. I can tell that already.
No, it's not. The rusty blackbirds, because they have declined so much in population, it's not an easy thing to find. And we're getting a little late in the year for their migration, but hopefully we'll be able to find some today.
I could just feel the big rigs were scaring the wildlife, so we headed down the path away from the freeway. Right away, we started seeing birds. Of course, none of them were rusties.
There's a yellow-rumped warbler right here.
Oh, okay.
It's my first warbler of the year, so...
It's in, oh shoot, where did it go? Oh, it just flew.
I got him.
Cool.
The path we walked seemed an ideal place for birds. On one side, dense forest, the perfect refuge from pursuing predators. On the other, the marshland, an all-you-can-eat bug buffet. We could even hear the frogs praying over their midday snacks. Up ahead, we spotted a long wooden walkway leading to a bird blind jutting out into the marsh. Jonathan, Kirby, and I stationed ourselves here with binoculars and microphone and waited. Plenty of redwings, blackbirds, not hockey players, and some Canada geese. Not a rusty in sight.
We're talking with Jonathan Lutz, the executive director of the Michigan Audubon Society. Why is it so important to track the rusty blackbird? What is happening with its population, and do we have any sense as to why?
Well, it's important because over the last 40 years, we've seen this massive decline. 85 to 95% of the population is gone, comparing to four decades ago. The truth is, we don't know a lot about why. We can presume that it has something to do with habitat availability, perhaps food availability. The sort of key conditions that are necessary for the species to survive, there's something out of place there. And by monitoring this population, we're engaging people with a conservation concern, and at the same time, we're learning more about the birds.
Rusty blackbirds breed in the far north, from Alaska east to Newfoundland. They migrate as far south as the Gulf Coast. Michigan lies in between, right in their spring migratory path. Lutz and other wildlife experts see the rusty blackbird's startling decline as a clarion call. All across North America, the word is going out. If you see a rusty in your neck of the woods, report it.
Michigan Audubon and its partners are working to mobilize an army of citizen scientists to come out to areas of interest like Maple River State Game Area and survey these populations as they pass through a migration so that we have the best, most accurate information possible about the current populations of the birds, where their migratory routes are focused, and that information will help us inform conservation decisions and help answer research questions moving forward.
And this is the rusty blackbird blitz you're talking about. Have we heard any feedback yet from people in Michigan? Are we getting any sightings, any data coming in yet?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of data being generated.
Kirby, have you been blackbird blitzing?
Yes, I have, ever since this started on March 1st, and I've been helping get the word out about it. So every time I have a chance, I've been going to appropriate habitat, and especially some of the areas that we identified last year as what we're calling important areas to look at again this year to see if they're using the same spots over and over again.
And have you seen some this spring?
Yes, I have. The first ones, it was a little late this year because March was cold. And it wasn't until late March that I actually saw my first one. But, yep, I have in several different areas gotten some. Not as many as I hoped, but I am starting to see some, or have so far.
An hour into our field trip, all seem futile. I ponder the type of patience Kirby Adams must have to even have found any rusty blackbirds at all this spring. We turn to leave, and just then, a master took me to school. There they were, hiding yards ahead of us in the trees.
How awesome.
We were just ready to leave and you found some.
We did. They're about 30 yards into the woods. And the reason we're able to see them today, of course, is leaves haven't come out on the trees. So we've got a really nice view in of at least a dozen rusty blackbirds.
And they're far away in the forest. I'm really amazed you guys picked them out.
Well, all the credit goes to Kirby. he was walking up the path and saw some movement in the woods and decided to take a look.
Kirby, you are the bird whisperer.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but sometimes you get lucky, and just as we were about to give up and leave, the bird turned up, and that's how it often goes.
Jonathan Lutz is the executive director of the Michigan Audubon Society, Kirby Adams, a freelance journalist and bird watcher. Gentlemen, thank you for meeting me on a beautiful day at the Maple River State Game Area. Thanks, Kirby.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.